In this bulletin, another 374 cases of COVID-19 in Victoria and three deaths. Changes to the JobKeeper and JobSeeker schemes, and a coronavirus vaccine may now just be one step closer. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Victoria has recorded 374 new COVID-19 cases and another three fatalities. 312 of the new infections are cases of community transmission. Victoria has a total of 6,289 active cases. Premier Daniel Andrews says three elderly people have died.
I'm sorry to have to inform you of three further deaths, bringing the total number of fatalities due to this virus to 42. A woman in her 100s, a woman in her 90s, and a woman in her 80s have all passed away, and we send our best wishes and condolences to their families. This will be a particularly difficult and challenging time for them.
174 people are in hospital with the virus, 36 are in intensive care. The federal government has announced changes to the JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme and the JobSeeker unemployment payment. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a review into JobKeeper has found it should continue, but in a modified fashion.
The payment for JobKeeper will be reduced to $1,200 per fortnight, and there will be a lower payment for those working less than 20 hours a week of $750 at the changeover period towards the end of September. That will be revised again for the March quarter down to $1,000 for full rates at 20 hours a week or more, and $650 for less than 20 hours a week.
The JobSeeker payment is being scaled back to $810 per fortnight until December, but Scott Morrison says he anticipates it could be further extended. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there's no need to mandate the wearing of face masks in public in the state. Masks are becoming compulsory in public in Melbourne and the nearby Mitchell Shire in Victoria from Thursday. But Ms. Berejiklian says the main battleground against the spread of coronavirus is social distancing and conduct in hospitality venues. Ms. Berejiklian has told Radio 2GB she won't deviate from official health advice on masks.
In relation to masks, that is a personal choice and we have to follow the health advice. The health advice says if you can't guarantee social distancing in what you're doing, you should be wearing a mask. Now, that's the advice that comes out of the National Health Body as well as our own Chief Medical Officer here in New South Wales.
And there have been 13 new cases of coronavirus in the past 24 hours, one from hotel quarantine, and 12 are locally acquired infections from known sources. Tasmania is moving to strengthen its hotel quarantine system after getting its first COVID-19 infection in 65 days. From tomorrow, testing for COVID-19 will be strongly recommended to those being held in hotel quarantine on days 5 and 12. Premier Peter Gutwin says the measures are just an expansion of what's already available. A vaccine for the coronavirus appears to be one step closer after the preliminary results of a trial from Oxford University in the UK. The results have been published in the scientific journal The Lancet. Scientists report their experimental vaccine produced a dual immune response in people aged between 18 and 55 that lasted at least 2 months after they received a dose. The scientists first started their testing back in April. About half of the 1,000 people tested got the experimental vaccine. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock has told the British Parliament no safety concerns have yet been identified.
I can report to the House that the trial shows that the Oxford vaccine produces a strong immunity response in patients in terms of both antibody production and T-cell responses, and that no safety concerns have been identified. This is promising news, and it takes us one step closer to finding a vaccine that could potentially save lives all around the world.
In cricket, the men's 2020 World Cup, due to be held in Australia in October and November, has been postponed. The decision has been long expected since Cricket Australia acknowledged the logistical challenges involved in staging the 16-team tournament with the coronavirus-related travel restrictions. International Cricket Council Chief Executive Manu Sawhney says the pandemic means the safety of everyone involved in the tournament could not be guaranteed.
We need to factor in the amount of complexity that a world-class event with 16 teams participating brings in terms of safety and security of not just the teams, the players, but every person who is involved in making the tournament happen. And when you put all of them together, you know, you're looking at close to 20,000 accredited people who are required to run an event.
And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 21. Adelaide, cloudy and 14 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two, 14. Hobart, cloudy and 12. Canberra, mostly sunny, 13. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 16. Similar in Sydney, 17. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 17 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 21. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.